George, Lorraine wants to go with you. Give her a break.
Look, I'm just not ready to ask Lorraine out to the dance. And not you, nor anybody else on this planet is going to make me change my mind.
And that's from Back to the Future. And you want that sort of energy that he has, that ability to say, I'm making my own decisions. So think of the things in your life that you feel that others are twisting your arm, or you feel that you're capitulating. And you don't want to do that. You want to stand strong. And give me a call. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. It's great being with you. I'm a clinical psychologist, and that means you can call me. It's a free toll call. You can call me with any questions that you would ask a counselor or a therapist. And it could be problems with in-laws. We have that coming up. A conflict with your husband, that too is coming up. Maybe it's a part of your body that you're not happy with. We have one young woman struggling with that. Or you're drinking and womanizing and you should be studying. You're in college. A kid asked me that question. It could just be that you're on overload, total overload. You've got too many balls juggling in the air. You're juggling too many balls in the air, and it just feels like your life is running away from you, and you want to run away. It's just overwhelming. Again, think of what's on your mind, what's eating at you. And you can pick up the phone right now and give me a call. It's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And right now we're going to turn to the phones and hear from our after hours line from a mom who feels like her daughter-in-law is trying to pull her away from her son. It's very sad.
Dr. Kenner, I went to visit my son and daughter-in-law in California, and when I got ready to come home, I flew. I live in Kentucky. And my son had to take me back to my hotel the night before I left to go to the airport. And when he and I were in the van, his cell phone went off, and his wife called him on the phone and said that I was to tell me that I was not welcomed in their home anymore. I have a very, 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 very close relationship with my son, and my daughter-in-law never has liked me really from the beginning. I don't know how to deal with this. It's really upset me. I've been to visit them many times before and had a wonderful time. I visited with grandchildren, and I just don't know how to deal with it. I've been really upset and disturbed over this for the last couple of months, and I don't get any answers. My son hasn't called me since. I've written to him, and I still don't hear anything, and she tears up my letters and everything.
Okay, you sound lovely. You sound like you're grieving the loss of your son. In fact, I don't know if you're aware of it, but you said that you're very, very, very close to your son. Four verys there. So this is a huge loss. And not only your son, but your grandson, your grandchildren, and having a daughter-in-law that you can enjoy. I know I loved my mother-in-law. I had a very close relationship with her. She's deceased now. So something here doesn't make sense. And my guess is that there are more pieces of the puzzle that you don't have time to share on the air or may not want to share. I don't know whether you've been falsely accused, whether she didn't like you from the beginning. Maybe she felt that you were too close to your son and he was always confiding in you, and she never felt the attention from him or visible around him the way she wanted to as his soulmate. So it could be that she felt that you were meddlesome, or that you just had, you know, she had to cut the apron strings somehow. It could be that you did nothing wrong, that you were totally appropriate, backed out appropriately so they could have a romantic soulmate relationship and didn't need to speak with him every day about what's going on, and that you just reminded her of someone she doesn't like, or she doesn't like your voice. It could be something totally incidental. We all make snap judgments, and sometimes those are lasting and they're almost impossible to remove unless you can communicate, and she's cut off communication. Another possibility is that there was some issue, but it's been blown out of proportion, or she never shared it with you. She may have been very upset about something that happened in your past together, but never told you. Or it could be that she just brings some baggage into the scene, that she has problems with her own parents and just has a coping strategy of cutting people off when she doesn't get along, or jealousy issues, and she just cuts people out of her life. And then it's very hard. Then you're relying on your son. Your son needs the courage if he truly, truly loves you. And he's torn. He's torn between his wife, and they have kids, so he's not looking necessarily to get a divorce, and you. And he's keeping the intact family. He's keeping the peace at any price with his wife. Well, if he indeed loves you, why isn't he standing his ground? And why isn't he calling you? Why does he just capitulate? What happened to his own self-respect and self-esteem? And there can be a solution to this, but there can be no solution until you have all the puzzle pieces on the table and figure out what's really, really irking your daughter-in-law. What are her complaints? If they're legitimate, own up to them. If you did do some things, or even if you inadvertently did something that you can see in the full context wasn't good, maybe calling him every single day the first, you know, during their honeymoon or something. But she doesn't, you also may not have been as welcoming to her. Meaning when she first got married, you may have spent so much attention with your son, or maybe you didn't like her. Maybe you mentioned Betty Sue, who your son dated and you really liked better. If she didn't feel that visibility from you right at the outset, she may have just cut you out. And, you know, then she has her job cut out for her because she's got to make sure your son doesn't connect. So I hope that helps. That's a really, really tough situation. And I know people who have been in that impasse and they never get through it. It's just that they're cut out of a child's life. But I hope you pursue. I hope you continue to try to reach out, not with the same way you've done already, because if she's ripping up letters, why bother sending them? But try something new. Try maybe you need to connect with your son, but try maybe even flying up there, showing up on their doorstep and saying, listen, I really want to talk. And you may be rejected, you may be booted out, but they may have to confront it. I wouldn't do that as your first line of attack. Talking with your son and asking if you, telling him you'd be willing to come out and you could all sit down in a family therapy session together and see if you can hash some of this out. Try to appeal to your daughter-in-law's self-interest. Tell her that it's a strain on her to have this tension, to have this emotional cutoff, which it is for anybody in life when you have an emotional cutoff like that. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and we have a lot coming up. One young girl doesn't like the size of her breasts, and I'll try to help her out. Also, your calls and questions, my number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. You can call me with any questions that you would ask a counselor or a therapist on the rational basis of happiness. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER, DRKENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Another virtue that makes you lovable is independence. Independence is your commitment to think for yourself and to earn your own keep. The proper basis for coming to conclusions in any area of your life, be it romance, career, moral beliefs, even practical decisions, is by not going blindly by what your parents, friends, neighbors, colleagues, or religious and political leaders tell you, but going by your own best rational judgment. You may get very useful facts from others, but you still need to judge others' claims for yourself. Independence is your refusal to accept any idea without evidence. Dependence is a mirror of what others want, and as a result, one loses control of one's life and destroys any sense of self. Independence is not only thinking for yourself, but also living by your own effort, which means living within your means.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.
Do you know that overwhelmingly, current research